Today on Mr. Media, I'll talk to comedians and writers Sarah Colonna and Brad Wallach, best known for their work on the E! Talk show Chelsea Lately. They branched out this past year with the rest of the writing staff on After Lately, which begins its second season on E! On Sunday, November 27th at 11 p.m. Stick around! So much media, so little time. Who keeps track of it all? That would be me. This is Bob Andelman, and this is a Mr. Media interview. You know, MrMedia.com, MrMedia.com. Stop by and check it out. There are more than 900 archived celebrity and pop culture interviews for your listening pleasure. Mr. Media is recorded live before a studio audience of stand-up comedians who would give their left punchline for a shot on the Chelsea Lately panel in the new media capital of the world, St. Petersburg, Florida. A casual viewer of Chelsea Handler's monologue on her nightly E! Talk show, Chelsea Lately, might come away with the suspicion that she has no respect at all for her staff. On the other hand, where would the careers of Heather McDonald, Chewy, and my guest today, Sarah Colonna and Brad Wallach, be without those zingers? They certainly wouldn't be starring in the second season of After Lately, a behind-the-scenes mockumentary that airs after Chelsea's Gabfest. It returns this Sunday, November 27th at 11 p.m., just after Chelsea Lately, on E! And Sarah Colonna, by the way, is the great-niece of longtime Bob Hope sidekick and comedian Jerry Colonna, who sported one of show business's all-time great mustaches. Gotta throw that in. Both Wallach and Colonna are established comedians in their own right, but you have to bet they relish almost every moment of national attention thrown their way by the boss. That, and the fact that Chelsea Handler just extended her E! Deal another 2 years, or four Kardashian marriage and divorce cycles. Sarah and Brad, welcome to Mr. Media.
Hi, how are you?
You did a great job.
That was a very good introduction.
Very thorough, correct.
I like the details.
Yeah.
Thank you. I should probably quit now, but I'm going to forge ahead anyway. Hey, Sarah, are people wrong in assuming that if you're on the Chelsea Lately staff, you live with a bullseye on your back or your butt or your chest or any other body part that's available?
No, there's definitely, you're always a target, especially with, not only from Chelsea, but with each other. We all give each other a really hard time in a very good way, though. But luckily, we all have a pretty thick skin and we all are friends. So if we're not giving each other a hard time, then that's a bad sign. It's actually, it's like abuse is love in that office, and we all know that.
And when, and maybe Brad wants to answer this, when did the occasional staff reference in the monologue grow into a regular part of the whole atmospherics of the show?
You know, that's actually an interesting question. That started developing since day one. The only problem is, day one, most people didn't know who Chelsea was talking about. Fortunately, now 4.5 years later, with the show's audience having grown quite large and all of our presence being that much greater, obviously now people know and it becomes part of the fun for the regular viewer that they're kind of in on the joke and they're in on the family, which is, I think, a lot of the appeal of After Lately. You know, it's about being part of this family of rejects and seeing what we get up to every day.
It seems like it sort of started early in the show with Chewy, and it just kind of expanded exponentially from there.
Well, yeah. Well, making fun of Chewy was easy. For the, you know, day one, he's still a very, very rich, untapped well of comic gold.
I think that's the best thing about Chelsea too, is that she wants to bring everyone up around her, and she has so much fun with her staff, and she finds so many things, you know, funny in all of our different personalities. So the fact that she's like wanting to bring it to national attention and it's working because everyone seems to, you know, get the jokes when you have the Heather McDonald, the Brad joke, like, you know exactly what she's talking about. And I think people are really starting to get a sense of everyone's personality on the show.
Yeah, she really helps define our personas and make us, you know, she gave me my voice in many respects.
And she makes you face your flaws and deal with it.
Yeah, and then no, it's true, though. You embrace who you are in a good way, and that makes you actually a stronger performer and writer and all that good stuff.
Well, and that, I kind of wondered that. I mean, did you guys ever have any idea how many failings you had before joining Chelsea?
Yes, actually, you know, it's funny. I came across it the other day. And then I'll let you speak, Sarah. I came across something the other day because I remember there's like this old thing where, you know, Abraham Lincoln, it talks about all his failures until he got to be president. And president was like his first success in politics and in his career and everything. And I had made a list of my own a couple of years ago and talked about that I was fired from here. I didn't get this. I was told I wasn't good enough here and everything. And Chelsea's the first one who didn't care what I looked like, didn't care that I wasn't traditional. She saw something in me as she did in everyone and said, I want you a part of my show.
Yeah. Well, I think and all of us are, you know, comedians and have been working as comedians for a long time, even before Chelsea lately. So you already have to have a pretty good sense of humor about yourself. But I think the best thing about this office and working with Chelsea and what she does is she... If there is something you maybe feel insecure about or that's in, yeah, it makes you laugh at it. Like it's like embrace it because everybody obviously has flaws, and what better way to, you know, deal with them than to laugh at them and just be like, yeah, that's exactly what I do, and it's probably not going to change, so everybody has to kind of deal with it along with you.
And I think that's what audiences relate to.
Yeah.
They realize we're not perfect.
Well, I don't know. Let's not go that far.
Well, I'm not perfect.
Well, speaking of not perfect, how much has After Lately changed for season two from season one?
It's just the stories for them. I mean, for the most part, everything that we do on the show is based on something that happened. So obviously, you know, every time now something is in the office, like all year after the first season, we were like, oh, we got to write that down for After Lately. Like you're always now thinking in that mindset. And this year we have a ton of great guest stars, which is bigger. You know, we had Reese Witherspoon last year, and now we have Jennifer Aniston and James Vanderbeek and Dave Grohl and James Bond,
yeah, and Leno, and they're all playing against type, and they're really good sports. So, you know, obviously they're not coming to E for the money. They're coming because we're doing some fun stuff.
Yeah.
I think another difference, we added a couple of new regular cast members,
Josh Wolf
and Jen Kirkman, and I mean, it's the same ridiculousness, Sarah is right. I mean, now I excuse all bad behavior as, oh, well, this will make a good After Lately storyline. So I'll do something inappropriate just because I know it can make a good storyline for After Lately, which probably isn't the most healthy way to go through life, but...
Well, the good thing about that, too, is that we've also discovered the show is a very passive-aggressive way to get things accomplished in the office. Like, for instance, we have an episode about a PA that won't help us, like basically won't do anything, and that's from a true story where you would just ask this guy to go, like, you know, they're obviously supposed to be there to assist, and you would say, oh, where's the, you know, the copy paper, and he'd basically just point at it, and he'd be like, oh, but we were too afraid to confront him on it, so we just wrote an episode about it.
And I probably just have one question left. Chelsea signed, as I mentioned earlier, the 2-year contract extension. Does that affect the future of After and then you guys?
Hopefully.
Yeah. I mean, listen, we hope After Lately goes on forever. I mean, listen, my contract's up on December 31st, and no one's contacted me from the network. I don't know how to read that. Has anyone contacted you?
I won't say. I don't want to upset you while we're being interviewed. But,
weird.
Definitely. As long as our hope is that as long as Chelsea Lately is on, so is After Lately, and then even past that, perhaps, because we think it's becoming its own thing.
Yeah, and you know, the good news in a very insecure business, we found a little security to know that the show will be on. At least Chelsea Lately will be on until, you know, through 2014 is kind of a relief.
That's good. Well, folks, listen, you can see comedians Brad Wallach and Sarah Colonna regularly on Chelsea Lately with Chelsea Handler and on the second season of that show's behind-the-scenes mockumentary, After Lately. Both are on E! Sarah and Brad, thank you so much for joining us on Mr. Media.
Thank you very much.
For more original interviews, surf over to our main website, MrMedia.com, MRMedia.com. If you've enjoyed today's show, subscribe for free to Mr. Media via email, RSS, or iTunes, and you'll never miss a show. Another good idea, download our new free Mr. Media mobile app in the Android market. And you can also listen with a piece of string and a tin can in many parts of the Internet. Show your support of Mr. Media by supporting our sponsors, including Audible. To download your free audiobook today, go to audibletrial.com/radio. Again, that's audibletrial.com/radio for your free audiobook. We're also supported by thepartyauthority.us. Call DJ Ira for all your party entertainment needs nationwide at 1-800-DIAL-DJS or visit their website, thepartyauthority.us. If you've got an idea for a guest, a comment on today's show, or would like to advertise on Mr. Media Radio, email me directly at bob@mrmedia.com, mrmedia.com. You can also call our 24-hour listener line at 1-727-498-4711. Some messages may be used in an upcoming show. And unless you live next door to Mr. Media, there may be a toll charge. You can also follow Mr. Media on Facebook, Twitter, or our new YouTube and Vimeo video channels. Thanks so much for joining us today. Always appreciate you sharing a piece of your day with Mr. Media. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching.
This is Rhonda Shear, and I'd rather be up all night with Gilbert Gottfried than Mr. Media.
Hey, folks. You can hear Mr. Media while on the go now with Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher is a free news and talk mobile app available for your smartphone, whether you use an iPhone, iPod Touch, Android, BlackBerry Curve, or Palm Pre. And when you download Stitcher to hear Mr. Media today, you have a chance to win some real money. Downloading is quick and easy. Just find Stitcher in your smartphone's app store. Download it. It's free. Takes seconds. Then, during registration, hit the promo code box and enter Mr. Media, that's MR Media, to get automatically entered to win $100. The latest episode of Mr. Media will be waiting for you in Stitcher's favorites right on your phone. You'll get access to lots of other amazing shows, too. Always available to you on demand, no syncing. Some of my favorites include WTF with Marc Maron, Plus One Per Diem with Kevin Smith, and The Nerdist with Chris Hardwick. It's all free and all instant to you on Stitcher Smart Radio. And don't forget to win the money. Enter promo code Mr. Media, MR Media, when you register. And thanks for listening.
Good morning, and welcome to Plus One Per Diem with my mom and dad, Jennifer Swalbach and Kevin Smith.
Morning.
Good morning.
How you doing, man?
Well, it's Monday morning.
Week three, bitch. It's me, the fat one, and her, the big-eared one, Kevin Smith.
And Jen Schwalbach.
And this is Plus One Per Diem, as the kids said. Hey, man, let's pay some bills. Pay this man his money. Give me some music, some bill-paying music. MrMedia.com. So much media, so little time. I hear you, brother.
Who keeps track of it all? That would be Mr. Media.
Yeah, man. Can you keep track of Kev being on his radio show and then being on television and then back on the radio show? I was literally listening to the show. There's a great ad for Stitcher in the midst of this ad. I was listening to our show on Stitcher in my car between leaving my show and coming back to my show. So I got to listen. It works flawlessly. I don't know. Anytime I see people bitch on Twitter, like, hey, I can't get... Holy shit. It's fucking flawless. Anyway... MrMedia.com. Now in its fifth year of online radio and TV shows, there are more than 700 celebrity, pop culture, and Hollywood interviews in the Mr. Media archive. Of free and premium subscription shows. Mr. Media, a.k.a. journalist Bob Andelman, loves the ladies, attracting everyone from current TV stars such as Jeri Ryan, 7 to 9 on Star Trek, Summer Glau, she was in Firefly, she was in Terminator as well. I think she was the one that gave Mew shit at a Comic-Con. If she's the one that played the space hooker in Firefly, she was at a Comic-Con and Mew was like a huge Firefly fan. He's like, oh, hey, man, it's what's that? She's like, whatever. Gave him the stone cold fucking shoulder. Anyway.
We don't know it's her for sure.
I'm pretty sure it is. All pretty right. much. But Bob, she didn't do that to old Bob Andelman, Mr. Media. She gave him some fucking ear, and you can hear it. Alicia Cuthbert from 24. Yvonne Starhofsky from Sarah or Sarah on Chuck. To classic movies stars such as Raquel Welch. She's got all the ladies, man. Jeri Ryan, Summer Glau. Is it Elijah or Alicia Cuthbert? Alicia? Chick from 24.
Mm-hmm.
Yvonne Starhofsky. Raquel Welch. There's even a video interview with Jason Mewes, Shoot the Hero co-star Samantha Lockwood. That is a starry list. Lots of comedians drop by to chat on the show, too, including Eddie Griffin, Lisa Lampanelli. She did something very cool this weekend, man. Ralphie May, Judy Tenuta, and the late Bob Schimmel twice.
Hmm.
He's a good guy. Did you know him? Good dude. Was he at the club? You've been around.
Yeah, actually, I worked with him at the Improv. He was an amazing, amazing man.
Right on. What did he die of? Cancer or something?
No, actually, he beat cancer. It was a non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. He'd actually beaten that. It was a car accident, of all things.
Get out of here, really?
Yeah.
Unbelievable. So you can hear interviews with the late Bob Schimmel, man, from Mr. Media. Mr. Media.
Big bucket of wind.
Big bucket of wind right there. Comic book fans, Mr. Media knows what you want. Search the archives to hear interviews with classic Marvel artists such as Gene Colan. I got a Gene Colan Daredevil piece. And Jolton Joe Sinnott, as well as Dave Gibbons of Watchmen, Darwin Cook, Playboy's Gahan Wilson. I love the art of Gahan Wilson. He did tons of National Lampoon's artwork. Oh, my God, he's good. And underground comics legend Dennis Kitchen. I imagine it's Kitchen Sink. There are also conversations with the comic strip creators behind Pearls Before Swine, Leo, Zitz, and more. If you're in a podcast, check out Mr. Media's conversations with What the Fuck comedian Mark Maron, or Emily from Sex with Emily, from the Howard Stern universe, Stuttering John Melendez, Red Peters, Mr. Skin. They've all made appearances. This guy is fucking...
He's got a list.
Yeah, Mr. Media's got a list of guests as big as his dick. New shows are posted several times a week with MrMedia.com. You can also subscribe to Mr. Media for free on iTunes, YouTube, or Stitcher for mobile devices such as iPhone, Android, BlackBerry, or the Palm Pre. Visit MrMedia.com to get tons of media for free. Mr.
Good morning. You're listening to Sir Smodcast Internet Radio.